Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest hosts.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah. I ain't saying nothing.
Monstrous Radio.
Oh my God, I'm tired, man. I'm tired. It's Monsters Monday. I'm tired. We're just going to start out with some music. New Wale, DJ Money. This is called Cassis. Excellence. Excellency. New music. Monsters Monday. Monsters Radio. Lazy.
Incredible. Fast. Incredible. And you, George Fullman, all of you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him. All of you. I know you got him. I know you got him picked. But the man's in trouble. I'm going to show you how great I am.
Hold up. Black excellence, I be rapping it differently. Say how I would co-sell them, how are you with this rapper thing? Underrated from Chaka City with all the flavor. My bitches ball like a Pugh McCarty, Sanaa Lathan. Black excellence, we depart from the negative, boy. Black denim that keep a knot like a pessimist, boy. Black niggas hate black niggas, that's evident. So keep black windows with masked niggas that never miss, boy. Charles Manson is celebrated, somebody saves. Dr. Savvy was really curved what people gave us. I'm a beacon of what you become if you got passion. I feel like Ali, but feel like I be where all the cash is. Never could reach the masses. Label said I'm too deep, then I told them people let's drown it. Blacks executed for moving around it. Maybe I think too deep, but I think it be for this brown skin. Pro-black is an anti-white, but how we act like we don't see no tiki torches at night. Dick, pro-black is an anti-white, but if a Nazi try me, catch these Dali hands on sight. Dick,
yeah. He's young, he's handsome, he's a poet, a prophet, and many people believe he'll be the next heavyweight champion in the world. No.
Boy, yeah. Black excellence, a young perfectionist, white America's fairest, intelligent men with melanin. Rap effortless, son of African immigrants. Every bag at his back like I'm about to psh with anyone. You a feel nigga, posing as real nigga. And Uncle Tom like a sort of rhyme, so they deal with you. With me, I see through it. The Honorable Wale for Lauren Cassius, Muhammad Sonny, listening, you little niggas. Say my name, now say my name. To the rap that lift up my fist, Mr. Heyman pay me my loot. Black excellence, black Lexus that never drive it. Ride me if you get the drift. I'm the underdog, they don't talk about what I've done. The odd 7, the 1, the 7 bell, you'll be done. I talk. I'm walking that war. Could never fight for a country that want me to fall. Exile for a short minute when Zyla was born. I beef with her mama little, it's throwing me off. But I'm back, that's my word. If the bag that I be in is feedback, it go brrr, like that with the words. Black excellence. Chocolate City, bitch. I'm on the phone with Coon and talking to Millie, bitch. Just a correction, no cut the message off really quick. No pressure, impressive, despite they effort hit him again.
You have a collect call
for Devil Lemon, ECR, and I'ma rep my dog. Yeah, nah, y'all never catch my boss. I mean, I write it, I really write it. I'm still Southpaw, awkward, lefty, introvert. It's hard to get in me, that's why I'm in interviews high, cause I be highly defensive for real. I'm black and I'm proud. No walking me down. We shocking the world again. Let me get that out. Wow.
I'm the greatest thing that ever lived.
Black excellence.
And I'm satisfied in this one.
Black excellence.
I must be the greatest. I'm the greatest. You must listen to me. I am the double. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I must tell you this.
Say my name.
I just want to say to all of you, before everything starts to go down, you are the greatest. You dig? You are the greatest. Tonight, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Mondays right here on Monstrous Radio Live. You know how we get it, man. We trying to get your week going, player. So I got Miss Unbelievable with me. Let's go ahead and check in with her right quick. You know me, DJ E Monster, your favorite DJ, because I scratched the other one up. So, all right, what's good, Miss Unbelievable? How you doing on this Monstrous Monday?
What up, what up, what up, what up? This Monstrous Monday is almost over, but it was monstrous. It was good. No complaints. Yeah.
Well, damn, player, you walked in all sound like you got goldfish in your shoes and, you know, you got a feather collar all going on and everything. All right. All right, I'm feeling the vibration.
You know, I'm going to try to keep it monstrous before you go night-night or night-night, you know, because it's time for night-night. So you keep it monstrous before you go night-night. I'm just saying.
You got to go night-night? You finna go to sleep? You got to go night-night? Why you got to go night-night?
I
got
to go night-night. You know, like, shh, I'm sleeping. That's how I'm going to be.
Okay. I'm lost, but all right. It's Monstrous Monday. We are all monstrous. So, okay, this is what it does. So, we got weather reports. We got who's bumping who, who's getting fat, the gossip lifestyle. We got a lot of things for y'all tonight. So, okay. I don't know what else to say to you. You want to tell them who
all
some
right,
of our
y'all.
Sponsors are, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Monster Gear, Monster Jewelry. That's who I like. Who else we got? Oh, Trivion.
Yep. And that's pretty much
Walk
it.
Entertainment.
No, Elite Way Management. Yep, Elite Way. Elite Sway Management.
Elite Sway, yep.
So, that's it. We can start right there.
Sounds good to me. I couldn't think of
that. All right, let's see.
Oh, wait. There's another one. Sorry, there's one more. Sorry. Picasso painting. My bad. One more.
Now I'm done. Okay, let's see here. So, what type of music should we play tonight? Our weather report is it's raining outside. It started out pretty nice a little bit earlier today, you dig? But it started drizzling a little bit. People say it's cuddle weather, but don't start cuddling because y'all going to mess around and start making babies already. I'm just saying, some of y'all just coming off of cabin fever. Y'all can't just wait to bust the meats out. So I wouldn't say it's cuddle weather, but somebody's definitely gonna make a puddle.
It is cuddle
somewhere.
Weather. It's that cuddy cuddle weather. Getting that cuddy cuddle weather too. You know, just all night.
Okay, wear your raincoat. Wear your raincoat. I'm just saying.
If you don't want no kids, wear your raincoat. But I mean, all the time, over and over, there's bound to be a slip up. In the rain.
Keep it together. Be an adult. Damn it, wear your boots, wear your jacket, wear a hat, wear an umbrella, wear plastic drawers. I don't care. Raincoat everything. Put everything
If you're not married. If you're married, just embrace everything. If you're dating and that's your guy and you got an ID, enjoy, but STDs is a real thing, though. But if you don't have to wrap up, don't. Just saying, if you don't have to wrap up, don't. But being safe, you know, STDs is forever. Usher would tell you, let it burn. I'm just saying.
Oh, that just kind of messed up the next song I had. All right, this is Duckworth. Final play. Throw your ass out and put a rubber on it. I'm just saying.
Okay. Play that.
a long time. Yeah. And I got a lot of things in my mind. Been a whole damn week. The time is money. I ain't gonna spend my time being cheap. See, I done gone broke, spending time with the wrong one. Tryna get a lick, although she sweet like Willy Wonka. I was like a beast, always driven by my hunger. Especially when she dropped the love and pick it up like Tonka. The ass too fat, Lord. Extend your hands over these two eyes. Either the booty is talking to me or I'm too high. I got too many things to do, I think I'm running out of time. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, don't throw your ass out. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, don't throw your ass out. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, don't throw your ass out. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out. I'm running out of time. Upon a time I was talking with Tammy. She said nothing sweeter than a blossom family. I said you're damn right, that's an awesome family. Now let your flower bloom on the afternoon. 5 hours later I was walking with Tammy. Down Rodeo Drive she was looking so fancy. She said if you love me you will buy me this loop. We by turn I said boo, I will see you soon. I'm gone, just be sure it's scapping the song. Trying to penetrate my wallet while you tagging along. I only known you for a week, I met you on the tweet. 140 characters, I think your talk is cheap. You said in my DMs and said you wanted my physique. I said girl, that's cool. I was just looking for a freak. Okay. Either the booty is talking to me or I'm too high. I got too many things to do. I think I'm running out of time. Come on, I throw your ass out. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, don't throw your ass out. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, don't throw your ass out. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, don't throw your ass out. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out. I'm running out of time. 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 As time goes ticking by, I wish we
spend a little time, spend a little time.
Just a short rest, the wind blows by. I know I could.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
But there's something not right about the way you move.
No, 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 no.
So I hopped on the right train of thought. I'll see you soon. Come on, don't throw your ass out. Come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, don't throw your ass out. Come on, don't throw your back out. Come on, don't throw your ass out. Come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, don't throw your ass out. Come on, don't throw your back out. I'm running out of time.
Dude, you're a fucking dweeb.
Monstrous Monday. We gonna keep it moving. Woo, it's a little wet outside. But we're gonna try off with this right here. This is Anderson Paak. This is Calm Down, the remake, Ty Dolla Sign, Bully Boy Q.
Hey, well that's exactly yeah. What a nigga came for. Hey. You throwing shots from afar. I'ma meet you at your front door.
Mama paid for. Huh. You need to put that getting cash though. So hard to be doing what you really meant for. Spread love. Don't I make it look easy? Don't I make it look good? Hey, man, you smoked up all my weed. Come on, what I'm supposed to do now? Yeah, baby, got way too much ass. Come on, you gon' have to back it up. If I get too hot, I'm for real. I'ma never come down.
You might not ever come down.
Them panties going hammy and then let me skirt. What's the topic of discussion? I'll be flying to the nookie in my hoodie. Hit the pussy, icky. Seven figures like your digits. We can travel off your pivot. Drop Mercedes from your Civic. See me ballin', bitches. You drank up all my liquor. Come on, now what I'm supposed to do now?
What I'm supposed to do now?
Oh, 1-7 now, bitches. Come on, now you gon' have to back it up. I say 3 grams, come get it now, sugar. Come on, now you might never come down.
You might not ever come down.
You are now tuned in to Monstrous Monday on Monstrous Radio Live. Now I'm going to say,
Monstrous Lit going on right there, everybody.
I thought they left the verse open for me or something. I was about to say, damn. I was about to go for mine.
Are you about to start flowing?
It is what it is.
You about to get in with them? What?
No.
They had a long line. They
not
had
the
an
front,
engine.
Though.
You can front. I mean, that ending was like, let's get it. Like, join in.
I know, like, huh? Wasn't it? Okay.
Like,
that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. But okay. So, all right. Let's see. Let's see. We already did our weather report. Let's see. What else do we got going on right now? Let's see. What are some things we're going to talk about later up coming up in the who's bumping who, who's getting fed? Who knows? We might even run one of them down. But what are some of the topics that we got that we're going to talk about coming up later?
Ooh, you know, we always like to give them some business, you know, give them the business. So if y'all got a business question, hit us up on Facebook, The Monstars, T-H-E-M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z, and put a question up there, and we will answer it for you on the radio. So, yeah, if you got a question, business, or any questions that you want to ask us, go for it. We're definitely ready to ask those questions. Now, let it be kind of business. This ain't Karma Cafe. That's Thursday. Tune in. Yeah, tune in that day as well. Hit us up, 424-243-9649. Press 1 or hit us up, like I said, on the Facebook page. What a question.
Right. So, all right, but what are some of the topics we're going to talk about and who's bumping who and who's getting back?
Ooh, we got some Joe Budden. And Diddy, we got Spotify.
Okay.
They want to remove, and they're removing music. We got some Drake in the house. We got some New Edition news, which is really interesting because they usually under the radar. And we got some Chris Busy, Chris Brown. Oh, and you know, Cardi B, and Azalea. And then, if y'all love y'all some Tahaji B. P. Henson, she is getting ready to be off the market. She's engaged.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, with those,
all right,
who do you
so
want me to get into first? Or are we going to let some marinate?
Nope, you know what? Because I got some music. Because I want to know, you know, if somebody got beef with New Edition, I mean, do they got beef with, I guess, Bill Biv DeVoe is part of them, right? BBD, they part of New Edition. So, all right, let's see, but I got some of their new music because I did want to play some of their music tonight. I think this is the perfect timing. Because I was going to say, here's an album that came out that was pretty hot, pretty nice album. And it's like it came out, you heard one or two singles, and it's like, I ain't heard nothing else about it, which was some of the music I'm going to play coming up. But tell us what happened with New Edition, though. That's what I want to know. What's the New Edition on New Edition?
So, Ricky Bell breaks down why Rob Trezevant and Johnny Gill aren't rocking with the group anymore. So they're out, and now they're called RBRM. Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. So those two gentlemen are out of the tour, and the only ones that are on tour are Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. So whatever things that they were going through, they still have not got past them.
Wow. Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. That's a hell of a marketing scheme, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. Because, I mean, it's almost cliche by itself. What can really be going on that can make them say, I'm finna walk away from a tour? You know, they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars doing the tour. I mean, what really is going on to make them step away and be like, I'm not doing it with them no more? Nah, they're gonna have to do it without me. And really?
Right.
I mean, Johnny and Ralph? Come
The two that can sing.
Let's keep it 100.
I really don't want to go hear those four. Like, I'm not trying to be mean or nothing, but hello, you guys are kind of like the backup to the backups to them two, you know? They were the one that was the best. Like, I mean, you know, they all play their part, but come on. You go see all of them, but they are having some indifferences that they cannot get past.
Wow.
But come on.
Okay.
I want to see any. I do not want to see them four. Bobby Brown, Lisa Press. Ricky, you know, he off tune sometimes when he sing. You know, Ronnie ain't got that strong voice to carry nothing. And, you know, we got the rapper in the group, you know.
Okay.
They would put me in a panty dropping moment. Boom.
We gonna leave it right there. All right, we're going to play some more music. And we're going to come back. We're going to get into some more who's bumping who, who's getting fat. Man, I can't wait to hear what you got next. So, all right, let me see. What can I play from some Bell Biv DeVoe? I should play that New Edition, Can You Stand the Rain? It would fit right now today. It would. But
it would.
Let's get into something else.
It would. Come on, let's be petty. Stop it. They cannot stand the rain. Let's go play that. Come on. Gotta be petty. Come on, man. Okay, well, play their other one then. That was good. That was real popular. That's off their new record. With Coco Nam, do you still have that?
Okay. Yeah, I still got that one.
All right.
You want me to play that one? It's cool.
Yeah.
I can play that one. That's the one
yeah.
you want.
Not okay. really, but that's the one you're going to play.
You sure?
Yeah.
I hope you can stand it. It's about to rain.
I can stand it. I can stand it.
Y'all call it.
Come on,
so
y'all,
bad.
Do the video
we
with me.
Throw it back. Do the video.
Ooh, come on, do the video. Y'all see the rain coming down? The man in that white. Come on.
All right, let's get it. Monstrous Radio. Monstrous Mondays.
On a perfect day. I know that I can count on you. When that's not possible, tell me, can you ever restore?
Cause I need somebody who will stand by me. Through the good times and bad times, she would always be right there. Sunny days, everybody loves them. Tell me, baby,
unconditional, I'm not asking just of you, girl, to make it last, I'll do whatever needs to be done.
Okay. Yeah, I can hit them notes. I can hit them notes. Hold on, what? wait. Let me warm up.
Shout out. Come on. Oh. Come on.
My part.
That's that low one.
I got one more thing.
Come on.
Okay, here we go. Hold on now. You're right connected with me.
Come on.
Oh, oh. No. You can throw me off.
Come on.
Oh, oh, oh. Ah. My man.
Can they stand
I
the rain?
I got you to beat.
Yeah. Come on, do this one.
I know I can see you right now. My bag, my. I was talking. My bag.
You was
calling. I want to do it again. Look, we lost 30% of our callers just then.
Right.
my new mixtape called No More Albums, coming out soon, nowhere.
But just imagine, though, New Edition or Bell Biv DeVoe and Bobby trying to sing that song.
See, you're playing. They can't.
I mean,
that's not going to be on the tour. And I'm going to tell you right now, one song, I don't care what nobody say. One song, if I went to a New Edition concert, you dig? I have to hear a certain song. Boy, to me. That I have to hear that song going to a New Edition concert, or it's not a New Edition concert. I'm just saying, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, I wish y'all the best on the tour, but y'all can't give me Boyz II Men. I can't do it. That's my favorite all-time song. I'm just saying. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. What else we got on this? Who's bumping who and who's getting fat, also known as the entertainment news, the gossip lifestyle. What else we got going on over there? What they doing in the world?
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. So, it's so wild right now. It's so wild.
Officially off the market, like I said, it's Tahaji, her and her boo, Kelvin Hayden, former football star. He popped the question, caught her off guard. But, yes, she's got this gorgeous rock, and she's getting married.
So you're telling me there's no more cookies? Lucius done lost his cookies.
There's no more cookies.
Is that what you're telling me?
There's no more cookie for y'all to fantasize to be with Cookie. I mean, y'all could dream about being with Cookie, but Cookie got her a cookie, and his name is Kelvin Hayden. And that's who's drinking her
milk. That relationship is.
And eating her cookies.
That relationship is bound to crumble. No nibbles intended. She'll be back with us. It's all right. He gonna mess up. She'll be back. We'll have our
cookies.
She's
fine right now. They've been dating for a few years. So, unfortunately, y'all just gonna have to dream about it. You know,
okay,
I'm sorry.
We'll see.
Sorry, ladies.
Mm.
Sorry, ladies. Sorry, men.
We'll see.
Sorry for all y'all.
It's all right. Lucius, don't worry about it, bro. She'll be back. She came back in the last season, didn't she? Fucked around, messed with the other dude. She'll be back. That relationship gonna crumble like all the other little relationships she had in Empire.
Okay, this ain't Empire. This
keep,
real life. Real life. Come to the light.
So what?
Come to the light. DJ Emo, come to the light. Come to the light.
No, you walk away from the light, damn it. No. See, I got to believe. I got to have faith. No.
We're not keeping hope alive on this one. Hope is with Mr. Kelvin Hayden. That's his hope for his baby, okay?
Okay, whatever. I hope they break up.
Oh,
what
dang,
else we
you
got?
Was a hater. All right, so Cardi B just deleted her Instagram after beef with Azealia Banks. Okay, so in the wake of public roasting from fellow rapper Azealia Banks, Cardi B has deleted her Instagram page because a beef started. The beef started, no stranger to speaking her mind, flung some pretty insults during an interview that called her a illiterate, untalented rat to a caricature of a black woman who lowered the bar for female rappers. Now, I personally don't know who Azealia Banks is. So that says a lot about me listening to rap. Okay, so who is Azealia Banks?
Okay, let me go over here and double check and look at this right here. Make sure we are talking about the same. Because if I'm not mistaken, okay,
she was
I know she's a rapper.
Keep thinking about it. She's dark, this dark chick. She was saying that Banks said her intelligent conversation has ended. She said she's like a bad spelling grammar, and if Nicki Minaj spelled it like that, we would be ragging her all day. I guess Cardi B can't really spell. So it's like, in another post, Cardi shamed Banks for bringing up Beyonce after previously talking shit and dragging her across the press. So I guess she had something to say about Beyonce as well. So, yeah. She's a dark rapper. Do we know what she has out?
Yes. Yeah, she had some stuff long time ago. Let's see. Actually, we had some of her music here on our playlist. I can't think of what songs it was, but it was like some years ago. So yeah, I know of her. I just can't think of exactly what she has out. Let's see. I know. Yeah, at one point she was like really really making moves in the game.
Okay. So she's like irrelevant
now. I don't know what else much to say. Yeah, she's not really popular now.
Why do women always, and most rap women, always want to down each other? Okay, so she can't really articulate, but she knows
isn't
how
she
to tell.
Isn't she bilingual them. Anyway?
She is
right.
Bilingual.
Isn't she like a bilingual? Yeah.
Yeah. So common sense is
so that's
tell
like,
you,
that's
though.
Telling me. Yeah,
you don't
like
necessarily
me, that's like somebody
have
telling
to.
Me your French, yeah, your French spelling is very very idiotic. I don't really
right.
speak French as my native tongue, so I might spell some things wrong. My bad.
Right, or that saying you're Jamaican or your accent's from somewhere, you pronounce that wrong. That's how it's supposed to be pronounced. You know, because sometimes
right.
people when they spell in Hispanic language. Maybe spelled differently and meant the same thing. So we technically don't know how much they hate our English language because it's so
right.
jacked up to them.
Well, let's keep it like this. I don't think really spelling, I mean, a lot of people try to say this on social media and stuff, but I don't think spelling really dignifies your intelligence. Just because you can't spell don't mean you're not intelligent. I can keep it 100. I knew people's grandmothers and grandfathers couldn't spell a lick. They would have to take their children or their grandchildren with them and be like, hey, baby, spell that out there. Write that down for me. But they was the most wise person, very intelligent. They knew how to count their money. Yeah, they knew how to handle their deals. They knew how to handle their business. They were very respectable people. It's just of their time, schooling wasn't the most important thing. It was more about going out into the field and, you know what I mean, doing what you had to do to put food on the table, or it might have been the system that was against them that wasn't trying to teach them nothing, so on and so forth. So honestly, truthfully, me personally, I don't think just because you got bad grammar or bad spelling really sizes up your intelligence. Now, if I talk to you in person and you start to speak some fast, I'll be like, what is, for real? Now that might shift my thoughts of your intelligence. But just because, you know, da-da-da, okay, so what? You went to a school that didn't really function right to teach you how to spell, but, you know, that doesn't really, to me, completely say that you're not an intelligent person. Am I wrong?
Yeah, true. So... And I think sometimes we got to look past, you know, are you educated or, you know, versus intelligence. So educational versus intelligence. And sometimes, and then wisdom kicks in. So like you were saying, definitely, because some people can be wise and can't articulate what they want to say at all. And they've done been to
right.
4 or 5 colleges and got an education and still can't articulate what they want to say. They say that R. Kelly can't read or write, but sings a great song.
they got more money in the bank than a lot of us listening right now.
Absolutely.
If you want to count that as intelligence.
Right?
Why ain't you got that money then? If he can't do that and you can right now, why do you not have that money? I'm just
True.
Saying it has nothing to do with. So.
All
but
right,
okay,
so
but
that's
okay.
Come on. Okay. Spotify. If those who don't know, Spotify is another streaming of music. Huh?
No, I'm saying, what Spotify got going on? What they doing in there?
So,
but go ahead, tell them what it is. Yes, a streaming service.
Spotify pressured by women's group to remove music by Chris Brown, Nelly, and more. So they are asking to
remove... R. Kelly on here.
No R. Kelly. They want to move the artists such as Chris Brown, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nelly, Eminem, Donnie Henley, Steve Tyler, and 6ix9ine, and XXXTentacion. Tentacion?
Yeah.
So, and they're saying these people promote violence or bad behavior. And so they are liable to be dropped from curation by both parties to not let them go through anymore. They have cut them off, and they're having Apple, they want Apple to do the same, to not play their music. And they're asking that Pandora do the same. So these groups are saying support these black women and the abuse that's going on by not listening and taking them off rotation. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay. And you're saying Spotify is making moves towards taking them out of the playlist?
Yes, they have already taken some off the playlist, yes.
Oh, wow. Now, that's power of the people right there. Okay. Okay. Oh. You got all of our attention now, lady.
Absolutely.
Wow, like, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So just imagine if you're getting that attention from Apple, Pandora, Spotify, all these are your streaming record companies, music players. They are taking them off. So who are they going to play? Like, even though Chris Brown is probably, and we got something about Chris Brown coming up too, probably one of the worst. He gives good music, and I don't understand why they're continuing to do what they do and why.
I don't know. That's like the great mystery of why do people still say the N-word in R&B songs today.
True.
Okay. I don't know. Well, hold on now. We got a Monster fan over here, and they over here jumping back and forth, wanting to get on the line. So let's go check in with them right quick, and then we'll move on and get into some more. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Well, let's tune in with them right quick, see what we got going on. Oh, I hate when my line goes off on my phone. But all right, 763-614, who we got on the line? Hello.
Hey, bro, you know who this is.
Hey, now.
Hey, Miss Unbelievable. Hey, what's cracking, guys? Man, long time no see. I've been waiting for this to happen.
Okay. Well, you got your moment.
Yeah, I was waiting. I'm talking it last week, and I didn't know you. Huh? Right now I'm also paying for the Pandora Premium, and that's like, I don't need to pay that again until like next year, and then I'm also right now doing Spotify Premium, so But I do like still those. Oh. I mostly have mostly some of those singers in my my playlist for like Eminem and Nelly. I didn't know that they were taking some of them out. It's kind of weird though.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
So did,
but
did they send out? So did they send out anything to you guys as listeners? Did they send out anything to you guys as listeners? People that have subscriptions saying that they whether you wanted to have them taken off or not.
No, I haven't seen anything about that. They even sent me anything like that.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of weird that they didn't, but yeah.
Okay.
Going on, so
okay.
It makes me wonder what they, who made that decision of taking the, like Nelly and Eminem out, because those are some of the things that I have on my playlist too. Nelly, Eminem, and, oh, I have Drake on there too, but,
right.
And Chris Brown. But
okay.
My mom doesn't like Chris Brown, but she likes him a little bit better than Lil Wayne. She likes Chris Brown a little bit better than Lil Wayne, but
I wonder if they're gonna slowly start taking him away, and you guys like slowly won't know, like if different songs that won't be in rotation. I wonder if they're gonna slowly take him away, you know, because they just can't take him all away, because then you guys would be like, hey, I paid my money for that. So I think they're probably going to slowly take them off curation.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out how they take out the stuff from all of my playlists. Well, that's going to be a different thing too. I don't know how they would do that.
Because I
have a lot of different ones.
Start some controversy. That's definitely going to start some controversy.
Yeah, my mom said it doesn't seem like freedom of speech.
Right, they're going to be like, don't take it off. You know what I mean? Now you're going to have one part of the listening base saying, take these people off. You're going to have another part of the base talking about, don't take them off. I mean, is this going to start a whole new revolution when it comes to listening to streaming music? Are they going to take it back to like what it really used to be back in the 70s and the 80s? Let's keep it 100. In the 70s and the 80s on radio, you would have never heard no Eminem.
No.
You would have never heard.
My mom said you would yuck.
Miss Umbley is trying to say his name. I think his name is Extension, with that song that on the one that's talking about the, I Wish I Never Die, something, you'd never hear that on the radio back in the day. I understand what he's saying. He's saying the friends around him are saying they're so fed up that that's how they feel. They feel they're at the edge. You dig? But what is promoting, somebody on the edge might listen to that and take it the wrong way. So that's why FM radio used to be so tight back in the day, and it's really loose now. So I wonder if that's going to start a new revolution within streaming music, period. Are they going to really limit what we can hear? Will they start monitoring Monsters Radio and be like, what are you playing?
When it might also increase the independent radio stations, like maybe your station too.
Right. I mean, is it going to start to affect us eventually?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. You could eventually, but
good question.
Yeah,
it'll
be interesting to see how they're going to start doing streaming music, because there is really not no one necessarily monitoring it.
Yeah, so they just only will keep it on YouTube and not anything on there, and that will take everything off of Pandora and Spotify. What about the YouTube stuff? I mean, I used to have YouTube Red, but I didn't like that as much. But
oh, okay. But yeah, but wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything you got that you might have heard in the entertainment news before we keep moving with our piece of our who's bumping who and who's getting fat and the gossip lifestyle?
Well, mostly the Donald Trump stuff.
Uh-oh.
You know about the Donald Trump thing.
Go ahead, put it out there. You know he always got. You can go ahead and put it out there. You know he always got something goofy going on. So, all right, what Trump do now?
Yeah.
That's all you can say. What do you do now?
Hell, it seems like he's trying to take away some of our, some of like our, the program stuff. Like, he's changing some stuff up that my mom and I don't like about the him changing. So, But also, it was also, what did you say?
You know, talking about Trump, you know, you know about Trump. He didn't even go to his wife's surgery today. Did y'all hear about that?
Oh, man.
Yeah, Melania, she had kidney surgery, and he didn't
even kidney stones, a kidney stone surgery?
Or, no, it was surgery where they put a stent in to stop the blood flow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he nowhere to be found. Wait, really?
What?
Your wife and surgery?
Because all he cares about is himself. Because he probably cares about himself right now. Is doing changing stuff, people's stuff now with the rules and. But I hope he doesn't take away our chamber programs, so like from our day forum stuff and the work. I don't like Social Security, but I hope he doesn't take away that. But,
Social Security?
And he's also gonna make some big changes too. So. Yeah.
Man, he ain't gonna take away Social Security. If he do, he might take it. If anything, he'll take it from us. He's not gonna take it away from them, take it out of our check. But he ain't going to take it away from us. Oh, no. Too many people waiting on that money.
But my mom said old...
waiting on some money. Huh.
My mom said old people are going to be... she said something about that you're going to be doing something to the old people now that they're going to raise the age of how people are older now. And... instead of it being 65, it's going to be 69 instead of 65 or 67. So he's raising up the age of the older people, too.
Man, that ain't going to fly neither.
So my mom said he better not.
That's not going to even if they do, as soon as he get out of, soon as he jump out of the office, they're going to take that back. They're going to be like, oh, no. I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, don't get me twisted. I don't got nothing wrong with, you know what I mean, older people. But I can't see nobody at 69 trying to take my order at McDonald's or, you know what I mean, or driving some big tractor truck. I'm just saying, man, 69? No. No, that's not a good mix.
Or getting you a flower order at Home Depot.
Come on,
that's
hey,
what
can you give me that grill off the third show? No. Don't do it. It's just wrong, people. It's wrong. At that age, they should be kicked up, taken care of by your kids, so you know you can relax the rest of your life and, you know what I mean, enjoy the moment. Enjoy the breezes, the sunlight, those type of things. But no. Trying to put them back to work, move it up to 69. What's wrong with these people? I guess we got the Trump. That's what they call the Trump card. It is.
Yep.
What they call the Trump card.
Yep.
It is what it is. No.
Mm-hmm.
So all right.
Hopefully it doesn't happen.
So all right. Thanks for the news. What else do we got over here, Miss Unbelievable? What else we got in the who's bumping and who's getting fat? Also known as the gossip lifestyle.
I know, my God. We got to talk about Chris Brown, okay? Chris Brown, people. Chris Brown's legal team responds to the sex party and rape lawsuit. Chris has recently been named in a lawsuit by a woman who claimed she was raped during a party where the singer held her in his home against her will. Stating that they put a couch in front of the door so she couldn't get out. It claims that she had to perform oral sex on a man, his friend, and a woman. So not just a man. She had to perform oral sex on a female friend as well. She says she claims that Grissom raped her again during two separate occasions. She was reportedly treated, and Lowell Grissom is a rapper called Young Low. I don't know who he is. And she was taken to a rape treatment center. Her mom had called the police, and Chris Brown turned the police away, saying that nothing was going on. She was trying to get her phone in this John Doe case. She said it's the most horrific sexual assault case that she's seen in her career. This is the attorney, Gloria Alfred. She said, and the lady wants to remain. She doesn't want to say her name. Chris Brown failed to appear at a mediation session because they wanted $17 million in payments seeking by her claimant. So they're like, the demand is unwarranted. We're not giving her any money. And they rather face court than mediation.
Chris Wait. You know what? That's such a touchy subject right now. I mean, I don't even really want to even say anything about it. Oh, my goodness. But the only question I really have, though, I don't know what happened. I don't know if anything happened. I was not there. I don't know anything about nothing. But the only question that makes me say I need an answer to is, how do you go to mediation if you've been raped? I mean, how do you say I need 17? I'm going too far. I just want to know, how do they do mediation? Isn't it just called straight arrest?
No, so mediation brings both parties in, and it's like a magistrate or someone coming in and saying, before they go to court, can they solve it civilly without it going to court and bringing everybody in and possibly charges? So it's just where you both just work together to come to a settlement agreement instead of going to court.
On a rape charge, though, that's like saying,
on
okay,
a rape charge.
You shot me, you shot me, and then when I get out the hospital, I say, I know who did it, but I want to go to mediation court first.
Right.
Can you do that?
Basically, you're saying, I don't want
legal?
My name put out there. Because once she goes to court, her name will be, unless they seal her name in legal documents, her name will be out there. In mediation, your name does not have to be out there.
Okay, so basically, if they would have came through and said, bam, here's $17 million, then nobody would have went to jail, nobody would have said nothing, and everybody goes home.
Yeah, because they would have put a clause in there saying, no one can speak of this, you can't ask for more later, we're not going to go to court, blase, blase, blase.
Okay. I'm going to let it be. Like I said, I don't know nothing about nothing. But okay.
All right, last one. For those who like Drake, he will be in the Twin Cities, him and Amigos, on August 1st at the St. Paul, Minnesota XL Center. They're going on tour. And, yeah, tickets go on sale soon. It's called the Aubrey and the Three Eagles.
Yep. So yeah, I think they're going on sale tomorrow. I'm seeing something about it earlier today about that's going on sale. I believe it's tomorrow.
Cool.
Yeah. And people, you can get your sound set tickets also as well. If you're going to come out to the sound set, I believe sound set is what? It's coming a weekend, might be.
Is it?
Somebody, I know it's coming real soon. Yeah, something like that. So, all right. So yeah, people, make sure you got your tickets. Do what you got to do. Make sure you connect with us. Get out, take some pictures with us. We most likely have a great meet somewhere. So, come out, get some pictures with us and show the world at your monster.
Yes.
So, all right, we are at the end of the show. I mean, all the way at the end, like, back, like, there's no time left. Like, we are in archive time at this moment. So, all right, Olivia, you got any last words before we get up out of here?
Seriously, tomorrow, you guys, I'm going to be talking about the playoffs. We down to the Final Four. I do want to say the Final Four. So I'll be talking about some basketball tomorrow. Whoop, whoop, taking it over. I'm getting ready to, you know, be Miss Unbelievable's poetry moment. We missed it last week, but we'll get on it this week. And I'm just so excited because we're about to have some turn-up time with Takeover Tuesday.
All right. So we might have a special guest tomorrow as well on Takeover Tuesday. So we're going to see how it all goes down. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. Yeah, he's got an album released. He's got a lot of hot things. So I'm not going to give out too much. I want him to call in tomorrow and take over. So all right, make sure you tune in tomorrow. Same place, same crazy-ass spot right here, Blog Talk Radio, Monster U.S. Radio, Monstrous Radio. Takeover Tuesday. That'll be tomorrow. I ain't got nothing else to say. I'm trying to find something, but I ain't got nothing.
Miss Unbelievable got some hot topics on Wednesday, so get ready. Hot topics on Wednesday.
Unbelievable topics on Wednesday.
Woo! Get ready, y'all. I'm getting you ahead of time, I know, but hot topics on Wednesday. Tune in. They're about to be mind-blowing.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
All right. All right, y'all. We up out of here. Deuces. Peace.